Hello, everyone. This is Ron from the Lost Trail Runner podcast. This is episode 3 of the Lost Trail Runner 2. I apologize for it being late. I tried to make a commitment to myself to record about every 2 weeks, and I think I'm going on my third week now. I was a little ill last week. That's my excuse, if I have an excuse. So I hope you enjoy it. It's just a recording on a Friday morning of myself and Laura and my son Rob running at Stone Mountain. Mostly myself and Laura doing the talking. So I hope you enjoy it. Get my Bob Roll road ID on.
Yeah, because if you keel over or something, neither one of us are going to know who you are, so somebody else might need to pick you up.
Well, when those rescue guys
come to get me,
they'll know who I am. See, that way you don't have to have a hospital wristband. You got your own. You got the key?
Oh, you do.
Okay, let's see what we got here. It says, let's walk this way. Training, workouts, advanced, today's run, long run, 6 miles, new workout, 6 miles, heart rate, 65 beats. This is a perfect day for running, actually.
Yeah, we might not make it across the time since this car comes.
He'll probably slow down and want to turn
like
right here now.
Cars.
Come on, let's go. Hurry, hurry, we got places to go. We'll start right here.
Right here?
Right here.
Yeah, this is good.
See, I gave Rob a timer so that if he fades from us, he can... No,
yes.
No.
Oh.
Not unless
he fades.
Yeah, if he feels like he needs to do his own pace, then he can start the timer and do 30-30. Okay. Oh.
Oh, we did something that makes me sore right here.
What?
I don't know what it was. Probably those deadlift things where you bend your leg.
Deadlift?
Well, they weren't like total deadlifts, but...
There you go.
Yeah. And
what?
Then we run. She makes us go run. She makes us go run 2 laps. We have this course that she has mapped out at the place.
Yeah.
And then I had a... Then I did another 1 loop at the end.
My legs are a little sore today because I did intervals yesterday. And I haven't done intervals in...
Forever?
Yeah, pretty much forever. And they were pretty slow. I mean...
I hadn't done them since last
year. I think my fastest... My fastest quarter was about an 8, 13 or 8, 14. Because I'm trying to do about a 909 because that's a 909 average is a 2 hour half marathon pace. So I figured...
Well, I better do some before Peachtree runs.
Well, we're supposed to be doing our Peachtree training plan right now.
I need to get it. What is it? I need to start.
Well, next Monday or whatever your first day of the week that you run, go out and warm up for about a mile and a half, run then walk, and then run a mile.
Oh, the magic mile. You did your
magic mile.
Oh, I saw that.
You know, I only did a 9:30, but that's okay for a start. And then I did the interval workout yesterday, 6 quarters.
Right.
And I was going
to
try to be about a 9:09. And I I think my fastest one was about, I guess it was 8:13, 8:14, and my slowest one was a 9:10. So I was in the range.
Right.
Most of them were, I mean, 8:13 or 14 was my fastest one. The rest of them were 8:30 something to 9:10. But my last one was 8:55, so.
Well, I'm going to have to be starting to run long runs on Sunday because I'm not going to be able to run on Fridays after June.
Why?
And I'm going to be working full time.
You can run after work.
Well, yeah, I can do that. Yeah, because I'll be working at over here on Friday.
What time do you get off work?
5.
Go in early and get off at 4. You can't?
No.
No.
But I gotta get back on a schedule. If I'm not on a schedule, I don't do good.
Now listen to my newest podcast. I mentioned training schedules.
Yeah.
How it... It gives me the incentive to actually run
do it.
And do it.
Yeah.
Plus, if you have a certain workout you need to do,
right.
Then
you know, it's not guessing.
Well, it's to me, it's easier to go out and say, I got to do magic mile workout or I got to do intervals, than go, well, I'm going to go out and run for 45 minutes. Because then, you don't have any pace at all.
Right.
You just do whatever you feel like doing.
Right.
And if I do that, I'll just chug along and...
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
You know?
I don't know, because my thing is when I run by myself, I tend to go faster because I want to get it done with.
I used to tend to go faster.
I did change my thing from... 2:30 to 1:30.
Ah, slowing down, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I vary mine every day based on how I feel.
Yeah.
Like yesterday after I did my interval workout, I think I had it set on 30 and 1.
Right.
And the other day when I was just... did my magic mile, I had it on afterwards. I had it 30 and 1:15.
So did you run your whole mile without stopping?
Yeah.
I can do that.
It wasn't an all-out mile. It was just
right.
Running harder than I've been running.
Right. Well, see, I've been doing that spin class and we have to go run after, it's 2.25 miles around there.
Mm-hmm.
I took my watch last time. And I almost do it without stopping, but there's one coming up the backside. It's a hill.
Uh-huh.
And it's hard.
I almost decided to start this workout down at the nature trail. So we wouldn't have to go back up this hill at the end.
I know.
But then I decided, well, you need a hill.
Yeah, but see, I've been talking to people. I can tell my mileage hasn't been up there and I haven't felt as good.
Well.
Even though, I mean, I've still been doing boot camp and other things.
That's not running.
I know. But I'm just saying, I know that I need to.
I was talking to Joe the other day. He said he's getting tired of getting beat by people that are boot camp people. He said, you look at them, they don't look like runners.
Yeah.
And they just go chugging on by him.
Yeah. Oh, man, boot camp will get you. It's good.
Yeah.
Because my muscle, I got muscle a little. But this right here, and this right here is running. I tell you.
Yeah, pretty much. You have to. Plus, you gotta keep some kind of a base.
I know.
So you can, when you decide you want to train, it doesn't kill you.
Yeah.
See, this is my second week of my peach tree training. Last week's long run was 5 miles. This week it's 6.
Okay.
Next week it's 7.5.
Do it on.
Huh?
Before the...
We could do it Sunday morning before
that. Yeah, that's probably better.
Thing, because
yeah.
Since I'm going to be requesting to be off that day.
Yeah.
Except my weeks are from Saturday to, from Sunday to Saturday.
Right.
So whenever I do a long run on Sunday, it's like in the next week.
Right.
So if I look at my weekly mileage would be low for 1 week and higher for the other.
Right. You have to do it a long run on Sunday.
Well, yeah, but I don't. See, I usually do my runs on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Right. Well, see, I have boot camp on Monday. And I think I'm going to do Monday and Wednesday instead of Monday and Thursday. So then, probably Thursday is going to be... I really need to work it to where I come to Stone Mountain from work on Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
And make Tuesday do a 5 mile. And then take Thursday off and then run, I don't know, Friday. I have another long run on Sunday, so like Tuesday and Sunday be my long run.
Uh-huh.
And then run in my neighborhood like Friday.
Is Rob faded on us already?
He's coming.
I mean, how far back?
Right in front of those ladies.
Oh.
So I just got to get back on a schedule.
Yeah.
But like these last 2 weekends, we've had stuff going on. And then with my...
So how'd you doing that? Well, it's a tournament.
No, it's tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow's a tournament.
Yeah. We just went camping over there.
To which, practice?
Yeah.
Well, what if you go practice and you catch all the good fish?
Well, we have a
you
week
put them back in?
Back. Yes. All fish go back.
Yeah, but they'll go, I'm going to bite that hook again.
No. There's some dumb fish out there.
Oh.
but we are going to start going to Hartwell. Lanier is too, I guess because it's so close to Atlanta, it's a zoo. You go to Hartwell and it's so relaxing and nice.
Oh, when I first moved up here, Lanier was a zoo because I was going to bring my Hobie cat up here. And I, and I went, I'm not going to bring a sailboat up here and go on Lake Lanier. That's like a traffic jam.
Yep.
So I sold it.
We don't even like it, but Hartwell is awesome. So.
I mean, I went to, I don't know what boat ramp I went to, but it was like backed up, for miles.
Yeah, I know.
People waiting to put their boats in, and I go, I don't think so, because in Florida, I could take my cat to the beach.
Yep.
And just push it off the trailer right into the ocean.
Yeah.
Or then I left it on Lake Fairview when I wasn't petting at the beach, so.
Yeah, see, Lanier, so we're going to start going to, Hartwell's only, we can get there in 40 minutes.
Oh.
And, I mean, you figure it's almost 25 to 30 to get to Lanier.
Yeah.
So it ain't that much different. There's those honeysuckles. I totally love them. Where we camped last week, they had a big old patch of them.
Honeysuckles?
I don't know if it's honeysuckles, but whatever it is.
I think those are the ones that make my eyes water.
Oh, God.
Or nose run or something. Oh, look, a hill.
Yeah.
Well, my heart settled down after a week.
Yeah, I saw you posted that. In that race.
You see the graph?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
It jumps up in the first mile and then settles down. But after the race was over, it didn't drop.
Well, let me tell you, I was listening
to... It stayed to 135 to 140 for about a couple of hours.
Neil Bortz this morning, and he went and got one of those health scans.
Uh-huh.
Total body scans. He said he got one 3 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And his calcium was like 380.
Is that good or bad?
No, you're not supposed to. It's supposed to be... He said it's supposed to be like zero.
Oh, really?
Close to zero. And so, you know, he lost some weight and he exercises.
Uh-huh.
And he said, I'm feeling good, da-da-da-da-da. He went yesterday or the day before to get another one. He walked in there because he had a stress test last week and they said everything's great. He went and his calcium buildup was 800 and something. And he said...
From what?
Diet.
What's he been eating?
Well, see, he said when he first got the 600 and something, he went all gung-ho. Stopped eating red meat, bacon, all that kind of stuff. And then he kind of got back into his old routine.
Oh.
He said, even though I'm exercising, I feel good.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. That's why
Let's keep on going past these people if it needs.
Yeah. And so he said, you never know. Your health span. Because what that calcium builds up in your arteries.
Oh.
And that's what he said, one of his lifts, even though his stress test was good, he felt good, all that stuff, that was still increasing, which can cause...
That because of red meat?
Well, he was saying red meat and bacon and the diet. So, I don't know.
But I don't really eat a lot of red meat.
I don't eat a lot. I don't. But see, I went yesterday for my blood work for my... You know, because I told you this last time I went, my thyroid was out of whack.
Uh-huh.
So I had to go yesterday because they changed my medicine. But I had her do my cholesterol this time, too. I don't think I eat that bad. So I'm waiting to see what it comes back.
Must be all the beer drinking.
I don't drink beer.
Oh.
At all. I don't drink any alcohol.
No.
Hardly ever.
Maybe I'll start.
I know, that's probably right. Or have that glass of red wine every day, like people say.
That's one of the reasons the French don't have heart problems, I think. Because they eat pretty rich food. They eat all that stuff with sauces that you like.
I know, but I haven't had that in 3 years. Really? I hadn't been eating that kind of stuff. But I went to a nutrition class at my boot camp. She had one Wednesday.
What do you suppose that gate would have been missing?
From when those trees fell down.
Oh, yeah.
They were replacing that pole that one time I came, so it probably messed up. But she said, which I don't believe, I don't think this is right. She said that nutrition is 80%. And exercise is 40% of weight.
Oh, no. Nutrition.
I think
it would
be
important.
Like 60%. I would think it's like 60, and exercise is 40. The main.
What did she say?
80% nutrition.
And what?
And 20% exercise.
No, I don't think that's right either.
I think it's 60%. I would say.
It may be, but I don't think so.
What do you think it is?
Well, I think exercise has a lot to do with it because
you're burning
most of these people that you see chubbing around here, none of them do any exercise.
Yeah, but...
And they look like blimps.
Yeah, but a lot of what you eat makes your metabolism, because, I mean,
yeah,
even
but the
before...
The thing is they don't burn anything off that they eat.
Right.
I mean, if you can kind of get away with eating junk some if you're at least burning it off.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not saying it's good for you or that's the way to eat, but the thing is you can, you know, have some latitude, some range that you can get away with eating the stuff you like more.
Right.
Because you exercise, so you burn a lot of that extra crap off.
I feel almost like it's individualized by your body type. Because
I was reading something yesterday. I don't know where I saw it. It had to do with whole milk.
See, I don't really drink any milk.
Yeah, but they were saying people that drinking natural whole milk, not necessarily just unpasteurized, but
right.
just whole milk,
right.
helps you not gain weight.
Well, see, they were saying something on
because the fat that's in whole milk is not the same kind of
right.
fat that it's
right.
bad for you.
We talked about the fat kind too.
See, and a lot of people that do this low fat thing, they consider any fats bad.
Right.
But
there's good
your
fat,
body,
avocado.
Yeah, and your body needs fat.
Right. So. Yeah, I know.
So the good fat, if you're cutting all fat out, you're really screwing your body up.
Right. Also, combinations of foods we talked about, because, like, she said you should always, when you have a protein, should always combine it with a good carb, which I don't, because I should try to stay away from carbs.
Yeah.
I've been averaging about, in all those track club ones I've done, about ninth.
Ninth?
Yeah.
Out of how many?
Usually there's about 20.
Oh.
So I'm right in the middle. So that's not too bad, but I don't think I can ever get up to those other people.
Oh, yeah, you could. Because when I first moved up here, I was in about the 44-minute 10K range.
Right.
And some of the guys that I knew, they were running 42s.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I'd never be able to do a 42.
Right.
And then, like one race, I ran a 41 something. And I go, yeah, how'd I do that? Well, then it was like 41 was just standard.
Right.
Since I knew I could do it, I just did it.
Yeah.
And then when I finally got down to 40s, it was the same way.
Right.
You just kind of hover around one time area.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, you just
drop to the next one. Yeah, because, I mean, I was in the 30, 31 slow.
Yeah.
And then now I'm pretty consistent in the 28.
Yeah.
For a 5K.
You'd probably find out if you really started training.
For a 5K.
Or even the 10K.
Or 10K.
If you did the interval workouts, did the magic mile, and did your long run, you'd probably be doing 26s. And watch your diet.
And watch. That's my thing. And that's mental. That's totally mental. I need to go to a hypnosis place to and say,
well, what is
bad,
it that you do? Do you eat big suppers or something? Or?
No, I don't.
Or snacks
okay,
at
no.
work?
100% I eat when I'm bored.
Oh.
100%.
Don't get bored.
Yeah, I know. But that's my whole, when I'm bored, I eat. When I work at home, I eat.
Oh. Put stuff out of reach.
Yeah, put stuff not there.
Just totally. Get you some cola. Maybe not even cola.
Cola. Come on. A cola.
Well, it's got calories. Flavored water.
I'm going to get one of those soda streams. Make my own cola.
Oh.
No. I don't know.
Trouble with colas is they got a lot of sugar in them.
Well, that's what I say. Wait, try to stay away from. See, like, I feel like we're going fast and we're going slow.
We're averaging 12:17. That's not bad. Supposed to be going 13:30. What do we got? about 0.8 miles before we turn around.
Yeah.
This will be the first recording we've done in a couple of months.
Yeah, I know.
My newest podcast, so I put you in at the front of it. You haven't heard it, have you?
No. Oh, what, when I called in?
Yeah. It came out pretty good, I think.
Yeah, I was going,
So I've done two podcasts with my new podcast name. I like Podbean. It's a lot easier to
do
a podcast.
Right.
How far back you're off?
Not back there, probably. I don't know. Not too bad.
I told him just to go his own pace because I didn't want him to hurt his knee again.
Right.
And I told him just to use the
30-30,
and when it beeped, do whatever you weren't doing. If you're walking, run. If you're running, walk. And we'll probably turn around before the grist mill, I'm thinking.
Yeah, we should. Well, I don't know. Because we're at about half a mile.
I think we're more than half a mile from the grist mill. Well, maybe not. But we'll turn around before
we go up the
to the four lane.
Yeah, we should.
So you got Galloway's half marathon training, right?
Yep. So I guess I'll have to.
You ought to register for the Atlanta 13.1 in October.
Yeah, I ought to.
Well, if you do it today, it costs you $60. If you do it tomorrow, it'll cost you $75. So, I registered last week.
Did you?
Yeah.
When is it? October what?
Second. That's a Sunday.
Yeah, if I do one half marathon a year. Keep me training.
Oh, I'm figuring.
I don't think I'll be able to do Disney.
I wasn't planning on doing Disney.
I don't have time.
Disney to me is kind of like a every other year thing now.
Yeah.
If I do it every other year.
Yeah.
But I've decided I would do the public's half in March.
And the
one in October. It gives me two half marathons a year. Peachtree.
Yeah.
In July.
Yeah. And then miscellaneous other.
Yeah, and then just whatever.
Well, see, that was the other thing. I was doing one 5K a month, and I haven't done any in forever. I need to get back.
Well, that helps you with your speed,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I know. See, that's why I need to get back doing that.
Because that's like a speed workout, you know?
Yeah, I know. No, I need to. I'll be gone a whole week.
Even if you don't race it all out. You know, if you just run it harder.
Yeah.
At least it's like a tempo run.
Yeah.
Don't worry about getting a 28 or whatever.
Right.
Just run it hard.
Right. Hey, I need to.
And you'll find out your speed will pick up anyway.
Okay.
See, my training schedule is kind of a combination of that training book I got, Galloway's training book,
right,
has 10-miler, half marathon, and marathon in it.
Right.
So I'm kind of doing the 10-miler training program with the intervals of the 10K
right.
training program in it.
Right. Well, you need to
send like
me
to
that.
Run, I'd like to run the Xterra 15K in Jackson in June.
Right.
again.
You need to send me only the days that you do have to do something on that. Uh-huh. Like say one day is interval, one day is, so then I can make up my own schedule. Because 2 days I already do boot camp.
Yeah.
So. And I'm going to stop pigging out on Fridays.
Pigging out?
Well, see, Friday's my, like, day to eat what I want.
Oh.
And I kind of take it to the extreme. So I got to stop doing
that. There's your mistake.
No, you need to have a day that you can not worry about
it.
You
don't have to take it to the extreme.
No, I know.
Just
if
I do whatever you want.
Right.
But not extreme.
But see, I'm like, ooh, I can eat this today. I eat this, I eat this. And then that's part of it. No. I'm gonna, like today all I've had is my granola bar and I got one to eat. So I won't go to McDonald's on my way home.
Oh. Oh, that's what I was planning on doing.
No, you weren't.
See, we're at the grist mill and I've only got like 0.3 left before we turn around. We may get to 3 miles before we start running again.
No. I'm at 5.
Huh? You're always behind me.
I know. But I'll turn around when you do because it's not going to hurt my feeling.
Well, this is it. See, right here.
Right at the grist mill.
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
You see, I think him using that beeper and being on his own works better for him.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't... Where are you going?
Oh, I don't know.
Because he was trying to keep up with us where he can just chug along.
Right.
With that beeper and whatever speed he wants to go, he can go.
Yeah.
When we get back, I'll show you how to make a smart list.
Well, show me how to get the podcast
on your iPod.
Yeah, which I didn't bring either.
Well, but smart list, that's how you do it.
Oh, okay.
Plus, what I do...
If I write it down, then I'll have it.
See, I have a playlist called Multisport.
Right.
And you can add all the
podcasts
that you... Well, no, you add all the podcasts you subscribe to in there.
Oh.
And you set it up where it plays the old ones first.
Right.
And then as you
play
them, you delete the old ones.
This one I don't understand. I subscribed long time ago to your other one, but only like 3 podcasts ever downloaded. I only have 3 podcasts in there.
Yeah, but there's a default thing that when you go to settings, it asks you how many you want to keep. And what it'll do, it'll only keep however many you tell it to.
Oh.
See, some podcasts that I subscribe to that I don't listen to that often, I'll tell it, save the most recent one.
Oh,
and what it does is when a new one comes in, it deletes the old one.
Because I kept going, I only have 3 podcasts on here and it's not working right.
You can tell it to save all the unlistened to.
Okay.
Save all of them.
I gotcha.
Save 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Right.
Or most current.
Right. Oh. Well,
but what I do is I got this playlist called Multisport.
Right.
And then all the podcasts, running podcasts, try podcasts.
Right.
Any of those that I have that I subscribe to, I put them in my Multisport playlist, and what I do is I have it set up that they go in there by the date they were
done. Right.
So that when I listen to it, I listen to the old ones first.
Right.
And go towards the new ones.
Okay.
And when when I go through and listen to them, it displays when I listen to it.
Right.
Then I just delete that one out.
Right. Okay. That makes sense.
And I have individual playlists for each podcast also. So if I don't want to listen to the Multisport and I just want to listen to
whatever,
say Fidipidations, which is one I listen to, then I can just click on my smart playlist for Fidipidations.
Right.
And then it'll have all of his podcasts right in order from oldest to newest.
Gotcha.
Depending on how many I tell it to save.
Right.
If it's somebody I listen to a lot,
you'll save them.
Then I'll save at least 4 of them.
Right.
If it's somebody I don't listen to all the time, I don't want them to stack up in there.
Right.
So I'll tell it, just keep the most recent one.
Well, no wonder. Because I'm always like, there's only 3 in there.
Plus, if you're subscribed to Lost Trail Runner, I'm not putting any new ones there.
And I am, so I gotta...
You need to go to Lost Trail Runner 2. And subscribe to it. It's a nice day.
Yeah. Starting next week, it's going to get towards the 90s, I think.
Oh, good. Just like summer.
Yeah, maybe I'll shed some...
Just like Florida, huh?
Yeah. Which I don't care. I love Florida. I love heat.
Well, I do too.
Heat monger.
Always have. I guess because I grew up in it.
Yeah. Yeah, and see, Bishop Moore did not have air conditioning.
Well, when I went to Edgewater, it didn't either.
And I'm like...
Well, of course, when I went to school, most houses didn't have air conditioning. It's what you get used to.
Oh, man.
That's why they have so many heat-related incidents now.
Because people are used to air conditioning.
Yeah, they didn't used to have that when nobody had air conditioning.
Yeah, but I'm not that old. Am I now at the age where I say, when I was younger, we didn't have air conditioning?
pretty much you could. In Fort Pierce, we put it air conditioning in the bedroom, but you didn't have any.
Yeah, and I didn't at Oberlin either. I remember nights railing that window open, sweating to death.
First time we ever had central air was when we lived on Rio Lane.
Right. The house is still there.
Yep. And that was like 1971, 72. Same time I started running.
Right.
Because I had that track in the backyard.
Yep. Yeah, that was nice, huh?
Yeah. Quarter mile track in your backyard. Then when I got too good for that.
See, I don't remember you running back.
I had a 2 mile loop that went from our house through the Isle of Catalina and back.
Right. Down by where I went to Catalina Elementary School.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember when Disney first opened. Used to have traffic jams on I-4 all the way past our house.
Oh my God. To go to Disney?
Yeah, because we could see I-4 from the house.
Yeah. And it was probably only one lane or two lanes.
No, it was...
Was it still...
I think it was two or three right there.
Right. Well, it hasn't changed. It's, I think it's like six after you go past there.
And I think from our house to the front gate of the parking lot to the Magic Kingdom was about 13 miles. And they used to have backups.
That's it?
Huh?
It's
yeah.
It's only 13 miles from there?
Yeah.
God, it seems way farther.
That's a half marathon.
Yeah, it seems way farther than that, though.
Well, you think about it, though. Going down I-4.
Really past.
It's not that far. You go by underneath the turnpike and go by International Drive.
And then it's right there, right?
Heard about go by SeaWorld. Yeah. And then go by, I don't know what that road is there where all the hotels are at, right outside Disney's gate.
Right.
By the village.
Right. I don't know what it
is. Or Main Street Disney now, I guess it is. Used to be Lake Buena Vista Village. Not anymore. That place has really changed since 71.
Oh, yeah.
See, when I croak, y'all can take my ashes down there and sprinkle them on Disney World.
Okay. We will do that. You're going to get cremated?
Well, I don't know. Sounds like a good idea.
I think so, too. That's what the lady at work, her husband did.
Mm-hmm.
And he told them, when y'all go, because they travel a lot.
Uh-huh.
When you go on vacation, put me a little here, a little there. And that's what he did.
You can dump me in the beach sand at the beach club.
Yeah. Let everybody step on.
Stir me in. Yeah. What was that bell?
Four.
Oh, yeah. I got 4.05. So you're a half of a tenth behind me?
Yep.
That's still my favorite place to go down there.
They just had a car.
It's a good thing I don't live there.
Credit card convention down there, so some people from work went, and that's where they stayed.
Where?
At the yacht club.
Oh. I like the beach club better. I even liked Port Orleans, even though the rooms are smaller.
The rooms are
but they're
of the Lord.
I heard of something on a podcast somewhere that said they're gonna change to queen size beds at Port Orleans.
I need to.
Because those doubles are too small. But when you're used to the beach club and you go over to Port Orleans, you know, when you go from the beach club to Port Orleans, the rooms do seem awful small and cramped and small beds.
Yep.
I wouldn't mind going to the Wilderness Lodge again.
Yeah, that's been a long time.
That's my favorite.
happens with
Lodge.
You?
I mean, hotel. I like the beach club because it's right by Epcot.
Right.
And you got the water there and you got the boardwalk.
Yeah.
But the actual hotel itself, I just love that lodge.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
It's just neat.
Yep.
And it's a good place to hunt for Hidden Mickeys, yeah. I'm trying to think of the places I've stayed. I've stayed at the Polynesian.
Yeah, I was there.
I've stayed at Wilderness Lodge. Stayed at the Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Yep.
Stayed at the Yacht Club. Stayed at the Beach Club.
Did I stay at Animal Kingdom Lodge?
I don't think so.
I don't either.
Not with us, anyway.
Uh-uh.
And Port Orleans. And that's pretty much it.
Right.
I've never stayed at the Contemporary.
We stayed at Camp Fort Wilderness one time, didn't we?
A long time ago. That was when there weren't that many places there.
I know. There wasn't all those hotels.
There was a Contemporary and the Polynesian.
Yeah.
Might have been all.
Yeah.
Because Epcot wasn't there yet.
I remember going to the water park.
I've never been to the water park except to run through it during the marathon.
Well, not Blizzard Beach. There was one at
Typhoon Lagoon?
No. Was that, what was that, Fort Wilderness?
Fort Wilderness has a
swimming
area, yeah.
Yeah. That's the only one I've been to. Long time ago.
Yep.
When I was a youngster.
Back in the old days?
Yeah. When they had no air conditioning.
See, now you can do that.
Yeah.
Not go back quite as far as me, but we'll have this thing done in a little bit.
Huh? Yeah. Good.
We've only got a little over a mile and a half left. We're averaging 12:08. Is Rob still catching up?
Nope. He was, though. He's picking up garbage. Good for him.
So what's your next race?
Beach Street.
That's it?
I know. I really need to find one at 5K before then.
You ought to do that 15K trail race.
No, I ought to not.
Why?
That's too far.
Oh. You know, every year I've done that.
Right when
between
is that?
Right between 8 and 9 miles. I always get cramps in my legs.
15K.
And
how
I don't know why.
That?
9.3. Yeah, that's not a long race.
That's all I can do the one half.
I had a pretty good race there last year, I think.
Is it hilly?
Well, it was up and down. About 1,200 feet of it.
I did that 8 mile one. I did better than I thought I was going to do. That 8 mile one at Triple Mill.
Oh. Triple Mill, yeah. You beat me in that one, didn't you?
Yeah. See? Amazingly. That was an accident. Remember, you were injured. Oh, how is your injury?
Much better. Going to the chiropractor's really made a difference.
Oh, I think I might. When I get my new insurance, I'm going to see how much it costs.
Yeah, my lower back there.
Yeah.
I don't think that'll ever go away because when they did x-rays, they said that I have like a little bit of
curvature.
Not curvature. Arthritis.
Oh.
But the thing about arthritis, if you use it...
It doesn't get inflamed as much.
Well, it's just like if you don't use it, then it just hardens up on you or something where you can't do anything where... You keep moving,
right?
Then you're all right. You might hurt a little bit, but I'm used to that. It doesn't bother me.
Hell yeah. We did a ton of lower back strengthening, kettlebell swings, and all sorts of. This is gonna be really hard.
What?
This last.
Why you say that?
Because it's all uphill.
We're only doing 30-second run.
I know, but still. I might not be able to talk the whole time.
That's the advantage of running 30 and walking 30 when you're going up a hill.
I know.
It's no big deal. You only got to run 30 seconds.
I know.
Before you get the rest. Yeah, but I think chiropractor made a lot of difference. Because I had that chronically pulled hamstring or whatever it was.
That's thick.
Yeah, I think it was, wasn't a hamstring, what do they call that?
I have no idea.
It's a muscle that, or nerve, I don't know which, it goes through right next to your sciatic nerve. Uh-huh. And when it gets inflamed, it pinches your sciatic nerve.
Right.
And that's pretty much what it was.
Yeah.
So him working on that, plus he gave me some stretches to do.
Right.
Which I go through spells doing.
Right.
But at least I do them. And they're not hard. And doesn't take a lot of time.
Right.
Hope this thing's recording the whole time.
If it's not, oh well.
I'm using my Nano.
Yeah.
I think recording sucks the battery powder out of it.
Oh yeah, definitely.
It's capable of recording a long time, but only as long as the battery's going.
Right.
And the next hill we come to is my hill training hill.
Oh. Will you go right ahead?
This must be the dog drop.
Yeah. They didn't listen to the signs that say, scoop your poop?
Nope.
A downhill. Right before the long uphill.
Yeah, so you get a rest and you get to run down it. So this is all gravy now.
Yeah, right.
What do you mean?
Yeah, we gotta run up the other one.
So only 30 seconds at a time. We're going only on 1 mile left.
Yep.
Isn't that great?
Yep.
We could throw a little trail running at the end.
No.
No? Why?
Now here comes the big hill. Not big. Well, it kind of is, but it's long.
It's just long. That's long. See, on the track club, 5 mile course now, this is like in the fourth mile uphill, where it used to be when they ran it the other direction, it was downhill in the second mile.
Yeah.
And you could really smoke this mile.
I know.
You could run this one hard to make up for the
other
big hill over by the
front
carving, yeah.
Yeah.
And now you can't, because the downhill on that one isn't as long as this one was. The other day I parked over there where we're at, ran down the trail, ran two loops of the nature trail.
Right.
And then I think a partial loop, and then went back.
Right.
I wanted to get over 3 miles, so I had to do at least two loops of it.
Right. It really isn't that bad.
Huh?
I said it really isn't that bad.
What, going up the hill?
Yeah. Not when like I used to be. I used to be like,
You used to didn't even want to come out here.
You used to be mental.
See, when the track club had the 5 mile course going the other way, I think I ran, the fastest I ran that 5 miler was 32 and a half.
Holy crap. That's,
those days are over.
Mine never came, so.
Oh. And when I used to come out here with Joe and Ray, I think John, we used to do training runs.
Yeah.
Between 37 and 38, going around. If I ran by myself, I would do like 40 to 42.
Right.
Sometimes I do 45.
Right.
That's a 9 minute pace.
I ain't like it because I know I can come out here and do 5 miles under an hour.
Yeah.
So. And then I think what helps is there's always people out here exercising.
Yeah.
So. I hate running in my neighborhood. 3 miles is like the max course. I've
You have to do two loops, or can you
No, one loop is 3 miles.
Oh.
Well, two streets I have to go down twice.
Oh.
But.
You see, if you want to put a little bit of extra in the inside loop, you can go
down that thing.
Go out the bike path to Stone Mountain Village and back.
Yeah.
Put almost an extra mile in, and if you run behind the plantation.
So, like, Tuesday, I'm going to try to come out here. Run 5 miles.
Yeah.
Starting this week. Because I'm also about to do a cleanse.
I hear a train.
I'm doing a body cleanse.
Oh. That's what they did to my car yesterday, was a body cleanse.
A body cleanse?
Yeah.
Not on the outside, though.
Well. I'm trying to protect the paint job.
The paint job by all the grunge on it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you get a good layer of dirt on there,
yeah,
your car paint doesn't fade.
Yeah.
Then when you trade your car, all you gotta do is wash it. It looks like brand new. That's my theory anyway.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I did my trail runs here. Coming down, I run along that.
Right.
So I'm not running on the pavement until I cut into the trail underneath the trestle back there.
Right.
Well, if I put this in a podcast, it'll be one of those
long ones.
Well, one of those that we don't talk about anything in particular.
Yeah.
Just a whole bunch of junk. Yeah. We only got about a tenth left. I do. That means you got a tenth and a half, yeah. Right? We're averaging 12, 13. That's not bad. And we're shooting for 13:30.
Yeah. So we're over a minute. What was that? I don't know. I was trying to think.
That was probably the cop.
He was. He was talking to somebody, I guess.
Let's cross the road. Run down the grass over here. Or the road.
Yeah, the road. I don't get walked in the face.
We're getting close to 6 miles. Finish up our run with a walk.
Not me. Hey, I still got. So let your alarm go off. I don't understand how that happened.
What?
I started it like
12:14 pace.
Right at the same
average time. For 6 miles. That's not bad. Will your time be up right now?
Yeah.
Well, Rob's not that far behind. He's right there.
Yeah, I know. He wasn't. He was closer, though.
He was closer than that?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh. Well, I'll see how much of this is recorded.
Mine says 12:20.
12:20?
I did it in exactly 1 hour and 14 minutes.
You did it in 1 hour and 14 minutes?
Yeah, that's what it said.
I did 1:13. 1:13:29. Okay. Well, that's the end of our Friday morning run. I hope you enjoyed it. It was a lot of talk about nothing, I believe. Do me a favor. Go to iTunes and leave a review on the podcast, if you would. I'd really appreciate it. Thanks.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.